chemical imbalance got me twisting thing.
I'm at the house. Oh, and shout out to Quentin. All right. And boom. And MH Cat. All right. I think I got everybody. I don't know. We'll figure it out. All right. So here's the top story. Baby, I don't wanna be Sabala. I don't wanna be Sakala. I don't love it.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, that's right. It is 1905 UTC here in beautiful Austin, Texas. Partly cloudy, mostly cloudy. A lot of very flat bottom clouds. A lot of high pressure here. But hey, you know what? There's still Oh wow, it's much more cloudy. It's like an armada of fluffy white clouds with flat bottoms. So it kind of looks like a destroyer fleet. Anyway, we're making our way to the shade so I can see my phone. And then we'll get on with the news. Actually, yesterday was the 4th of July. Went and saw Willie Nelson. I forgot that I had tickets to that. And so that show started at 2 p.m. local time, which is 1900 UTC. So I was kind of caught off guard. Anyway, it's 34 degrees C here. Feels like 39 degrees. There is a 30% chance of rain in the area, but the weatherman this morning said don't count on it. That's just what the national guys are saying. So, aloha, aloha. Let's see. So, shout out to Calm. We got Jay LaMoth and Jeff Tobes here, Ratsu, and the whole crew, I'm sure. Let's see. Is he playing female? Oh. no, I was going up the second elevator when that drop happened, so don't worry, it's not your problem. Okay, perfect. All right, glad everybody is on board. Yeah. So as we walk our way out to the roof sometimes, as I go down one elevator, then up another elevator to get to the roof of the garage, the clandestine location that nobody knows about. All right. So anyway, I've had bad local net problems too. I've been using a VPN sometimes whenever my a non-radio connection doesn't want to work. Speaking of which, I just would remind you, on Saturdays, I'm Monday through Friday. On Saturdays, a step further out with Publius is on at 1900 UTC. And that's a fun show. Definitely worth checking out. So if you're craving something in the 1900-hour slot, you can still tune in on Saturday. And of course, always at 1930 UTC, every goddamn day, is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. And sometimes Pippa, but always Tobe. Tobe is, well, you can't really describe Dubious Goals Committee, you just have to experience it. There's golf balls, in indoor, outdoor adventures, synthesizers, dudes, just all sorts of fun. So definitely, check it out. So anyway, we're going to go on here and get into the news. I'm going to pull up Firefox. There was a sad little bit. I didn't add it to my news list because I read it after I made my list. But the latest Firefox release that happened on July 4th allows Mozilla to remotely add add sites where your extensions won't work. I don't quite know. Uh-oh. So let's see. This is a... That was a big... That was a long bed Ford pickup truck. Looked to be old, like 90s model. Hauling a large trailer. And the trailer looked like it was all welded out of iron or steel. So it looked really heavy. That caused a large amount of noise. From here... Anyway, we're on the roof. We get to hear all the traffic. But that's the way it goes. It's July 5th. Let's talk about all the death and destruction going on in the world. Because that is what we're here for. It's news time, not Marcus on the roof time. So first, what's the biggest body count news story? Well, I sorted them by body count and sadness. And I came up with 193 cases of ghost children. Ghost children. Yep. The Korean National Police Agency's National Office of Investigation said on Tuesday that they're investigating 193 cases of what are being referred to as ghost children, babies whose birth were never registered with the local authorities as part of the government's latest effort to discover unregistered children nationwide. Very wild, right? It's like, I thought it was going to be all about dead kids, but... The police said they'd received a total of 209 reports of unregistered babies as of Tuesday. The whereabouts of 20 nameless babies have been identified. 9 of the 20 are alive and have been found to be adequately cared for, resulting in their cases being dismissed, and 7 were without any foul play, according to police. Of the 209 total cases, 12 unregistered babies were found to be dead so far. Oh, that's very sad. Nambu Provincial Police... Gyeonggi Nambu Provincial Police are currently looking into 5 of these 12 suspicious deaths, while the other 7 cases have been closed as they were cleared of suspicions. The police added they're speeding up the investigation to locate the other 177 nameless newborns. The police said on the same day that it has received 28 additional reports of unregistered babies and would further look into the cases. The Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency has also teamed up with the Seoul Metropolitan Government and each district office to look into the undocumented baby cases. As of Tuesday, they said it confirmed 38 unregistered babies, adding it would be thoroughly investigate cases of abandonment, abuse, and neglect. The unregistered baby issue came to light after a slew of infanticide cases involving undocumented babies surfaced in June. In late June, 2 unregistered babies were found inside a... I'm sorry. I would have given you a warning. I didn't read all the way down into the news story. I just thought it was like, hey, we found some of them, not all of them, but we're looking for them. But no. Oh, man. All right, well, hold on to your butts. It's going to get gross here. In late June, 2 unregistered babies were found dead inside a refrigerator at a residence. The mother was arrested for double infanticide and later referred to prosecution on charges of murder and concealing a corpse. While the case is under probe, another unregistered baby born in September 2022 was found dead and buried in South Gyeongsang Province in the same period. A woman in her 20s was also arrested for letting her newborn starve to death. In another case, a woman in her 20s residing in Hwaseong-gyeonggi province was booked by the police on charges of handing over her newborn baby to an unidentified person she'd met via social media immediately after giving birth in December 2021. Busan Metropolitan Police said on Tuesday that it is investigating a woman for allegedly abandoning her baby in the hills around her home after giving birth in 2015. However, the woman will not be subject to punishment as the 7-year statute of limitations for the crime of body abandonment expired in 2022. Meanwhile, a June report released by the Board of Audit and Inspection found that at least 2,236 newborn babies born in medical institutions were unregistered between 2015 and 2022. Man. I thought this was just going to be a cute story about ghost babies, and it was just people not registering their kids. I didn't think that they were killing their kids. I'm sorry. Currently, only parents are obliged to register their child's birth to the government within a month after birth. But recently, the National Assembly passed a revision to the Act on Registration of Family Relations, requiring workers at medical institutions to report newborns to local administrations within 14 days of birth to prevent them from going unregistered. The revision will take effect 1 year after promulgation. And that's all we got from the Straits Times. But yeah, I'm sorry for the bummer there. Hey, Publius has joined on radio chat room, comm room. Let's see what else is happening in comm here real quick. Make sure nobody's freaked out or sad. People aren't registering their babies because they lose... They're not mailing in their baby registration cards. Publius, and ever since they stopped giving you a prepaid reply card and started making you put a stamp on the envelope. Yeah. Man. Those are funny until it's like, oh no. So there seems to be a problem there, but they don't really go into like what they think the solution is or anything else, just kind of reporting the facts. So don't worry, we're going to much smaller body counts now. The next number is 7. At least 7 people were killed when record-breaking rains lashed Lahore on Wednesday, causing urban flooding and damage to infrastructure in several areas. According to Provincial Disaster Management Authority Director General Imran Qureshi, 3 people died due to electrocution and roof collapses each, while a girl drowned. One death from drowning was also reported in Laya. He said 6 people were injured during rain-related incidents across Punjab in the last 24 hours. They were moved to hospitals and provided with medical aid. We're monitoring the situation from the provincial control room, and residents can call on us on 1129 for any help, Qureshi said, adding that machinery and personnel were put up on high alert in case of emergency. Earlier in the afternoon, caretaker Punjab Chief Minister Mohsin Naqvi said Lahore received record rainfall of 291 millimeters today, which he claimed was unprecedented. Talking to media persons on a tour of different parts of Lahore, Naqvi said, "We have dispatched teams across the city to clear main roads and drain water from submerged areas. Such areas as Muslim Town, Garden Town, and Gulberg were majorly inundated due to the overflow of water from the canal." He further stated that another spell of rain was expected to hit the city. You'll never guess who that was. That's right, it was Blue Harley Dude. Blue Harley Dude, he's got a matching blue helmet now. I don't know if that's pretty cool. He's got a matching blue helmet, blue saddlebags, black leather jacket and pants. He's matching. Anyway, latest figures are saying that more than 200 millimeters of water rainfall was recorded in parts of the city over the last 10 hours. So yeah, and then they have a nice chart showing the first spell and second spell and then the total amount of rain having fallen. In millimeters. So, wow. A lot of rain washing things away. Publius pointing out, Pakistan is not a country known for the robustness of its public infrastructure. Yeah, not well, anyway. So it's kind of a bummer, but yeah, there's some flooding going on there. One of my buddies from work, one of my coworkers, is from Pakistan, and he's over there right now. So, I hope he's doing okay, but that's why I've been checking on Pakistan news more because I'm like, oh, he's over there. Now, I don't know if I mentioned it the day before or not, but Israel's been blowing up Palestinian settlements again. Funerals are underway after 2 days of clashes between Palestinian fighters and Israeli troops in the Jenin refugee camp.
12 Palestinians and one Israeli soldier have been killed since Monday. Israeli drones carried out airstrikes while troops engaged in firefights with armed Palestinians. Israel's military described it as a counter-terrorism operation, while the Palestinian Foreign Ministry said it was an open war against the people of Jenin. In the early hours of Wednesday, Israel carried out airstrikes in Gaza in response to rocket fire, its military says. Earlier on Tuesday, 7 people were hurt in a car ramming and stabbing attack in Tel Aviv. So, yeah. That's basically just to let you know, hey, there was a little bit of a lull in the violence, and everybody was going about burying their dead, but as soon as the dead got buried, they went right back to fighting. So, yeah, it's all... Yeah, still a dangerous place. Don't go there. And it's still raining in parts of the world, even in China. We got floods going on. So more floods. 15 people are dead now in China. China's President Xi Jinping has called for stronger efforts to protect lives and property from severe flooding, as the country's scientists warn July will bring more misery from extreme weather. 15 people died and 4 were missing after torrential rain lashed the metropolis of Chongqing and swaths of southwestern China, local officials and state media said on Wednesday. Heavy rain has displaced thousands of people in the center of China and destroyed bridges and other property. Video captured one building in southwest Chongqing crumbling in a raging torrent. The national broadcast reported a railway bridge collapsed after it was weakened by floodwaters. More than 10,000 people have also been evacuated in recent days from homes in central Hunan province, where dozens of buildings collapsed, and initial damage estimates reached nearly 600 million yuan, or 80 million U.S. dollars. Floodwaters are now also in place for the north, including Liaoning, Jilin, and Heilongjiang provinces. So, yeah, severe flooding. And global warming is thought to be fueling more frequent extreme weather. Authorities have warned the country can expect multiple natural disasters in July, including floods, severe convection weather, typhoons, and high temperatures. So, very scary times indeed. Ban floods. We need to figure out a way to regulate the amount of rainfall falling on places. But yeah, gotta make new corpses somehow, I guess. Floods are bad. In Finland, they give you a box of baby stuff, plus, you know, parental leave. But if you already have the stuff, you can take a money payment instead. Oh, that's cool, Publius. Yeah, LCD's in the house, and Quentin's here. Hey, let's see. I proposed giant umbrellas. All right, let's get on that. Giant umbrellas. We can block out the sun and also the rain. We'll kill two birds with one stone. But we can't kill, you know what else we can do? We can talk about killing 3 police officers down in Ethiopia, because that's the next story on the list. 3 police officers in Ethiopia's troubled Amhara region have been killed in the past 2 days by unknown assailants, local authorities have announced. The police chief of Dejan Wareda, or district, and the head of the crime prevention service were killed in Kurar district at around 2 p.m. on July 3rd by an unidentified armed group, the district's communication department said in a post on Facebook on Tuesday. A driver on a mission with them was injured, the text said. Kurar district is located around 200 kilometers from Addis Ababa, which is the big capital. In addition to the police chief of the town of Shawa, Rabat, that's a bad way for me to say it, but that's what I got. Shiwa Rabat was killed by unknown assailants, the mayor's office said on Facebook on Tuesday evening without further details. So I just want to jump up on a soapbox real quick and just say that I really don't like governments using proprietary social media to get the news out. Because as we saw, as soon as they decide they don't want to share all their data publicly anymore, they can just turn it off. Because we've seen that with Twitter. Twitter, you have to have an account and log in to be able to view anything. And a lot of city governments, they just post their shit on Twitter. So it's like, hey, why isn't my trash getting picked up? Oh, well, we posted about it on our Twitter account. Just go sign up at twitter.com and give them all your data. And then you can find out why your trash isn't getting picked up. So anyway, get back off of the soapbox and keep on talking about death and destruction. We're down to one person death. We're down to the lowest number of deaths. Let's see. WIC is good. Women, Infant, Children program. Yep. Publius says, in the USA, everything is just means tested, which is just pointless cruelty. All right. Okay, so here we go. The last one. sorry, my mobile fire, African News doesn't like mobile Firefox. It always tells me, upgrade your browser. Youths in Tunisia call for vengeance on Tuesday at the funeral of a man stabbed to death during a scuffle between residents and migrants. Three African migrants were arrested as suspects in the stabbing death of the local man in Tunisia's coastal city of Sfax, a court spokesman said. Of course, it's important to note, Tunisia is also in Africa, but it's on that north coast. All the north coast of Africa countries, or the ones that are like near the Mediterranean at least, I think they would prefer, I don't know, they don't really consider themselves like African countries sometimes, it seems like. I'm not sure, I don't know how to interpret it. Anyway, the North African country's second largest city is a departure point for many migrants hoping to reach Italy, and tensions have been rising for months. Police had fired tear gas on Sunday to disperse residents and migrants throwing stones at each other. A spokesman for the prosecutor said in town said the victim, aged in his early 40s, was stabbed late Monday during a scuffle between residents and migrants. He said three suspects from Cameroon, according to initial information, had been arrested. Locals regularly protest against the presence of migrants and call for them to leave. News of the man's death spread quickly. So, yeah, it's just kind of a sad thing. But, yeah, a guy got stabbed, and then that has been causing big protests, or bigger protests than normal. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't 100% truthful. Let's see. Bunan Matanon. There was a lost decade in the UK when computer education was owned and operated by Microsoft. Oh, that's sad. North Africa is historically part of the Mediterranean world. It was part of the Roman Empire, and more recently controlled by Italy and France. Thanks, Publius. That's very helpful. Hey, Vera. Welcome. Welcome. Oh, and the Z-Man's in the house, saying not to mention the Islamic caliphates over the years. Cool. Well, that's very nice to know. All right. So, the death count went down, but that was just international deaths. We've got to talk about some U.S. deaths real quick. Because we only got about 5 minutes to go, and I want to talk about some power news, too. Nine victims, including two children, injured in a drive-by shooting in Washington, D.C., Nine people, including two children, have been injured in a targeted drive-by shooting in Washington, D.C., while the nation's capital was celebrating the July 4th holiday. The D.C. Metropolitan Police Department said residents were enjoying festivities on Meade Street in the northeast area of the city when someone in a dark SUV drove open fire. That's not written very well. A dark SUV drove open fire on them at around 1 a.m. Assistant Chief of Police Leslie Parsons said in an early morning press conference that the dark-colored SUV was driving through the block when it suddenly stopped and it fired shots in the directions of some of our residents that were outside celebrating the 4th of July. Nine people were wounded in the shooting, all suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Among the victims were two children aged 9 and 17 years old. So, and there were a few other mass shootings in the United States over the 4th of July holiday, our national day here. And let's see what else. There was an explosion for destruction. We got to talk about explosions. There's an explosion at a Pennsylvania storage building and it collapsed, causing widespread damage to the town. Why? Well, because this is an important building to the town. Let's see. I'll try later. Close the pop-ups. The storage building held dump trucks, snow plows, backhoes, and other types of road maintenance equipment. The damage is estimated to have cost the city millions. The Raffo Township building, where offices and conference rooms are located, is about 150 feet or 46 meters from the storage building, also sustained major damage. Flying debris from the explosion damaged several homes in the area also. Viewers in Lancaster, Columbia, East Hempfield, and West Hempfield townships, as well as in York County, wrote to the local TV station saying they either felt or could hear the blast. Whatever exploded in Colebrook Road shook my home in Landisville by Hempfield High School. So yeah, just a bunch of quotes from people asking what happened. No word on what blew up, but it blew up good. Shucks, we only got 2 minutes, so I can't really tell you the other news stories I wanted to tell you. So I'll just give you the penny version. Seaborg, who's the big boat, nuclear-powered sea vessels, they've been working well on that. They're having to switch to HALEU fuel because of timeline risks. The Danish developer of floating compact molten salt reactors, Seaborg, has decided to change the fuel type for the initial power barges to low-enriched uranium, or LEU, due to the risks associated with developing a sufficient supply of high-assay low-enriched uranium, or HALEU, to meet its planned timeline. The switch from HALEU to LEU also means the moderator for the component molten salt reactors will be changed from sodium hydroxide to graphite, Seaborg announced. So the official switch followed talks with key players in the fuel market. Please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It's a fun show. It airs every goddamn day. And yeah, just thanks for being here. I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully on time, and with a more appropriate amount of news so we can all fit it in. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
News from the roof, time for Dubious Goals with Pimpa and Tobe and all the dudes. Do do the dudes, all the dudes.
7.